Beginn der Karin Davin, setten sich gegen das Beis, beginn am Beis, beginn am Tis Masle, beginn am Tis Masle, die Kante mit Rabbi. Look, you fixed it for his master, what? The Mash Oilem Yikara, what he had originally, Yishlei Achshav, he has the same thing, his 50% share is not changed. So it's obvious, that's a slavery. But for the slave himself, he didn't fix anything, Shani Yachal Yisayishav, because what he had before, he actually doesn't have now, because he can't get married. And maybe from Abdus, and if because you helped him that he's only 50% slave now, that doesn't mean anything to him. Because given Makari Kularav, since he was old to the master of Akshul B'yam Latzman, that he has one day for himself, that doesn't really help, but because he still can't get married. Now, but Abdus Shulmgars, his gear is actually the opposite. The Kantabas Atzmai, for the slave you took care of him, because, yeah, now he's only 50% slave. The Surabali to come to club, but for his master, he didn't really help anything because Shkemar Rab Mavsid Ablod, because now the master, besides, he's not maintaining what he had before, because he's also losing, now he can't have children from the slave, and therefore we're in that predicament where we don't want it to be in this situation. Rather, we're going to create some way of rectifying the situation. Now, this slave, and this half-slave, half-free person, he cannot marry a maidservant. Which Chase explains, wait a second, why not? But Limka Atzmoy, how about selling himself? And then he'll be your slave. Which a slave can marry a shivcha. No, he cannot do that to marry a maidservant. Why? Because they're ger, because an eved that gets freed, he's like a ger. And a ger in the nimkav eved ivri. A ger cannot be sold as a Jewish slave to be in, because you need to have, as it says, Biko Chafei, B'yosha, B'shabal Mashbach, he has to come back to his family. Like, he doesn't have, because he's a ger, who's like a newborn person and has no relatives. Since he didn't fulfill his mitzvah of being fruitful and multiplying as a Jew, so you cannot marry him off to a non-Jewish woman to the element that is the free person of him. Because we find somebody in the first Bekadush that if this Jewish slave does not have a wife and children, then the master cannot give him a maidservant. So this person who does not have a Jewish family, because he was only just became a Jew now when he was free, he actually cannot marry Shabbat. But then it says, then we're going to say, wait a second, what's the problem over here? Yisabasmin, let him marry someone that's just like him. Let him marry a woman that's half slave and half free person. Let the free part of him come and have relations with the half of the woman that's free. But Tzarabdis in the part of him that's a slave to be with that woman that's half slave. You don't mean the Predish of Tavod, just like we find when there's a mule who's a mixed breed, that if it petitions to mate, in my being allowed, you're right, you cannot mate it, Loisus of Lichamar, not a horse and not a donkey, although it's a mixture of those two. Elamina, rather the same species as the mule itself, as the Gemara brings practice of the Mlech, who never enters him out. Of a forbidden mixture of two different species. And you don't have them because they're not two different species, they're the same species. On whom is the pasuk particular about? On the free part, because that's a Jew. That the free part should not have relation with the slavery part, but Isan, and it's going to have that problem. So that wouldn't be an option. Now, parenthetically, Tzitz says, regarding what he brought in from that Gemara in Chulin, and the reason why, from the fact that you're allowed to mate the mules, Shari Gam Lirkav al Pri, you're also allowed to ride on the mule, although you're not allowed to ride on a mixture of two different types of animals. But the Sephardim said this climb, the Braisa in climb, Tanya Lim, the Braisa, Amir Bisa Ben Yehudi, says, also Lirkav al Pri, the Mekabal Chaim. He says, no, you're not allowed to ride on the mule from Mekabal Chaim. Uma, but Malkam Shemit al Libush, Lech Halukin, if in a place where you're allowed to wear two different garments. Asa Betar Basa, but you're not allowed to go and sew them together, that would be a prohibition of Shatness. So Malkam Shah also makes them in. So we're not allowed to go ahead and lead two different animals, even though they're independent. In the Dinshah of Tarbasa, isn't that a Kamal Chem? That for sure you're not allowed to ride it when it's mixed into this animal itself, which is the mule. Well, he said to him, no, but Vaksev, it says in the Pasuk of Malachim Alvir, Kaftim Shlemi bin Alpre, that you should ride by such Shlemi on the mule. And when he said to them, Elam Eidim Terminat Taku, you can't learn out from those who are Taku, which means some that are confident that they do what they want to do. Amalev, they said to him, Vaksev, Yasa Yashem, and Hashem, said they did the right thing in the eye of Hashem. So something that he did the right thing, and that's exactly what we're saying, that yes, one is allowed to ride on a mule from the Kavachim that we said that you're allowed to mate a mule. It says, begin with the Gemara, at least Shabchei Niyachal. As we said in the previous Devar Masel, it can't marry a maidservant. Now, Mamzeres Leisum, so that's about the question. He says, what's the problem? Why can't he marry a woman that's a Mamzeres, an illegitimate child, which she becomes a Mamzeres? Avakav Devar Mut Mamzeres, but an Eved is Mutta in a Mamzeres. And the reason is Levisha Kaddish V'Aymed. The whole problem why you're not allowed to marry Mamzeres is because it says Liya Kaddish. You're not allowed to have a promiscuous type of relationship, which is what it is with a Mamzeres. But Eved is a Kaddish. Like Mishnah says in Kedushin, that you could purify, although Mamzer remains a Mamzer and all his children forever, you could purify it. Ketzer also, Mamzer Neisar Shefcha. The Mamzer marries a maidservant. And so you see, the Eved could be with a Mamzeris. And so to Betzat Cherish Arba. And the part of the tree is also permitted Mamzeris. Ketam Betzat Prek Asar Yuchsen, like we learned in Mishnah Asar Yuchsen. Shechrude Umamzeri. The slaves that were freed and Mamzerim, sure, love is a bizarre and permitted to intermarry. So what's the problem? Let him marry from both sides of him, the Mamzeris. So say, no, you can say, we're not going to make a takana, which would increase Mamzerim in the world. Which is, although we're saying that it's like, when you have the Mamzer with the Shifcha, in this case, if he's going to marry her, it's going to go up to the mother, which she's Mamzeris. So therefore, we're not going to institute something that will create more Mamzeim in the world. But even more, we're keeping the tells about Kedushin, since ultimately Kedushin will take effect in this woman because of his free part. So Asitab Abdus Mishtamesh B'Eshesh, then it comes out that really the only part that's really getting engaged is the free part, not the slave part, because the slave can, the Kedushin does not take effect. So then when he's having relations, it comes out the part of him that's Eved is really having relations with a married woman, which is the free part of him. So therefore, that's going to be forbidden. Now, what's written in the Sina, which is one of the people that really the Gevinim that Yeshua circumcised, that they said that they're forbidden to be part of the Jewish people, although they like converted. Not only Yisina, no, you cannot get married to them also. Where the Avak of the Mamzeres in the Sina, B'shachrud B'tarn, although Mamzeres in the Sina and freed servant slaves are permitted to intermarry, so why can't the Shachrud, this freed slave and the slave part, marry the Nesina? This woman from the Nesinim is because the Hohu Hatfas is Kedushin, because it's the same thing we just said before, because it's going to have Kedushin take effect on the free part. And then the slave part is going to have relations with a married woman, which is from the other half, and which is the free part. Another approach you could say is Nesina Asim Tzadabdis. Actually, Nesinim are forbidden the part of that's a slave, because the Nesinim is forbidden to get married to him, because Lo Yir Kaddish is that's forbidden for her to marry an Eved. The Sina herself is not considered a Kedesha, so therefore it's actually Avagav the Mutabim of Zeres, Bishum Delay Mikri Kal, although he's permitted to marry Zeres because it's not called Kahal, but Musa beloved Leya Kaddish, but he is forewarned regarding this of Leya Kaddish. So this explains that even though Nasin is permitted in Mamzeres, that's specifically because someone that's in the Kahal Hashem is permitted, is forewarned regarding Mamzerim, and not a Nasin that's not called Kahal Hashem. Even so, she's forbidden to Eved, because even though that's not a Kahal, but still they're not considered as Kedeshim, and therefore she would be forbidden to Eved, and therefore that's not an option. But as the time may begin to say, why don't you say the positive commandment of having children comes along the Litchil Abdullah Lo Yikadosh that overrides the Issa of Lo Yikadosh, which is the reason why we're saying that we can't have him marry these individuals because of Lo Yikadosh. So especially with someone you can say is the Hacha Epshel Kam Shneim. Because whenever you could fulfill both without having that say dechad loisa say, you don't allow a say dechad loisa say. Here you could fulfill both, not only be the love and fulfill that say, I'll take fee by forcing the master to free the other half. Or you know, I mean, another approach you could say is loisa say dechad loisa say. You don't say the positive commandment over the negative prohibition. Ela kuvim mila b'tzras. Only in the case like when you have circumcising the foreskin that has tzras on it. The beinu the ma'akalav at the same moment that you're overriding, that you're uprooting the negative prohibition, that you're tearing off the tzras is makayim say. That's the mitzvah say. That's the same act. That's doing the bris milah. Abalacha over here, Mashas Hadar, the moment he penetrates, that he begins the Maisa Biyam, Oiva Lebalav, that moment he's overriding the negative prohibition of Leia Kaddish. And Basay Leka, but the basic commandment of the Shevet Zitzar, you don't have Adma Biyam until you finish the act of cohabitation, and therefore you wouldn't say over there, Asay Dech Leisay. Like Tez Master begins with the Gemara, Leisayu Vadaha. Hashem did not create the world to be desolate. Now, as Tez explains, maybe that's the reason why we force the master to free that second half, because Hayase Olam, why we pick this pasuk versus the classic pasuk of Purupu? Because Hayase Olam Tveim and Purupu, this positive commandment is stronger than the generic mitzvah of Purupu. The Megillah Perek Basli, the Gemara says Megillah in the last part of the Chazan Manav, Moich Adam Seva Torah, a person can sell Seva Torah, although he's never allowed to. You can do at least Seishav Olam Torah to marry a woman and to learn Torah. Umaisi Leisai Bara, and the Gemara brings over there the pasuk of Leisai Bara. You see, that's the reason, that's the stronger source than Purupu, and that's why I bring it over here. Now, but Yeshma Farshman, those who want to explain, the reason why I bring this pasuk is Mashum de Eved Lemifka to Pebriyaba. Because, no, the Eved, the slave, is not commanded on Perevi Avi, so we can't use it as a logic. How's he going to fulfill Perevi Avi? He's not commanded in there. It's only in the Sebero, which is the more global mitzvah. Because the Amar, they say, it says in the Gemara, in Yevamos, let's say he had children when he was in the slavery, and then he was freed. Lekam Perevi Avi didn't fulfill Perevi Avi. So you see, because an Eved doesn't have the mitzvah Perevi Avi. Chase of Lam Nelson, it's not true. What's the halacha? Could a slave marry a woman on the Chol HaMoed, on the Yom Tov? Which the question is, do we say, because it's not commandment for Rebbe, he's allowed to get married, because we don't care about that type of a marriage on the Yom Tov? Or do we say that no, Maisi has the mitzvah of Shabbos Yitzhar, therefore it would be forbidden? On that, Amal Lahoin, he said to them, Neshmin, Mithadin Masnin, we can learn from our Mishnah. We're saying, I mean, from the one that we're quoting in our Gemara, Yivatel. What? The Eved should be bottle and not of children? But the world is created all of a Perevi. And this is kosher to a Perevi. But it's going to be a Perevi. But you see, it does not get married to a woman of mine, because that's a great simcha. So you could prove from there that also an Eved that cannot marry an Isha on the Yomtiv, because he's Mitzvah Perevi. But you see from the Yishama clearly that the Eved is Mitzvah Perevi. Point more of us says, listen to the Nakan Hacha, the wording that our Gemara picks over here. It sounds like it's going on both, meaning the part of him that's an Eved and the part of him that's free, and you see that, yes, an Eved is Mechoyev and Perevi Yiv. The Ente is bothered, he says, so then what did he do with the Gemara Yivamas? Why is he not Mechan Perevi Yiv if Eved is Mechoyev and he did it when he was a slave? That's for a different reason, because your children have to be lineage after you, and as Eved they don't have it. But Philly saw Shishli Ben Menashivcha and a Yisrael even that has a son from Meitzim, and a Karacharab is not called after him, and therefore that's why it wouldn't fulfill his mitzvah. But of course, he's Mechoyib. But moreover, another proof is that the mitzvah Perev Yivra was set on before the Jewish people were even around. It was said to all the people, the Bnei Noach, after Canaan, even to the sons of Noach, which includes Canaan, which comes from one of Cham, one of Noach's sons, and therefore can't say that we picked the pasuk of the Shabbat Zitzara, because Perev Yivra Mechoyib is not true. Like it says, Master begin with the Gemara, Kribin this Rabbi, we force the master to free the second half. Now, says Tais, Filish Muldo Amma, even Kondish Muldo, says, Gidna Blum Chazaman Alpha Mafka Abdi. If someone just makes his slave ownerless, he frees him. Yitzlach, he goes free, but until Get Shechid does not need a document of emancipation. But Hoch over here, the Tabale Abdullah, that he's doing a favor to his servant, Lasa Shechid Gumer to make him totally free. And for Avagav, the Amrino, although we say in Brachad of Mzayim Abbez, Mashachar Abdi, someone frees his slave, Ovibasei, and this is even though that he violates negative prohibition. So how could you force the master to do something that's forbidden? I mean, this is what we're trying to address, that why are we forcing the master to give him a get shichur? Why isn't it just enough to be mafkir? It shouldn't require a get shichur. That's what Taisa says, that he's doing him this favor, that he's doing it all the way, to totally free him, that even though he could free him without a get shichur, he's going all the way. Another point we're addressing is that even though, what do I mean? We say that if someone frees a slave, he's over a nase. So how can we force him? The second question. That's a tais in Nichalon. We prefer to love it harab isur zutra, that the master does a small isur, that of freeing the slave. But love it harab isur rabban, that the slave doesn't do a great isur of not being able to fill this massive mitzvah, l'soy b'ro, l'sheba sitzara. K'dam b'erivin b'parakol ma'arvin, like we say similarly in the Gemara in Erivin, the flamagriz of the base, which we'll do that at times. It says bother. You can't compare this to the sugi in the beginning of Shabbos Abdal Med Aleph, that if someone by mistake put dough on the oven walls and Shabbos and be over on the fiyah, and someone else could take it off and be a bit rabbanon. And the Gemara says, you think we tell a person, Omid, you get a bechata and you do a small sin, that your friend should be merited and not violate a big sin. Why don't we say that? That was saying, yeah, you do that. Because that person who put on the dough, he was negligent. He should not bake the bread. So therefore, we don't say for the other person the same from that. In contrast, over here. And Tejdi, you should know this, because the Shereen and Rish Tam and Nishcha, the Gemara permits in the Pesachim of Natezim and Alf, Lahak Lekoyim, that a coin should be Makrib. Achat Tam Shalad Baim, after the evening carbon tumma, which is not supposed to be Makrib, anything after that. That the coin could be Makrib Kaparas Chaberoi, something of carbon, that would be the tumma for his friend. Kedesh Shalom Karbon Pesach Lev, that he should have a tumma, that would be purified, be able to ease Karbon Pesach in the evening. Avagav Dika said, although there's a negative, there's a positive mem that the coin's violating that you're not supposed to do anything after the Karbon Tam Shalom Baim. But again, that's like we said, because since the Zavon Mitzrayim were not negligent, then yeah, you do a small sin to save them from a big sin. Slaves and servants, which says Tosfos, like sure you cannot ask, which we said in the Mishnah that these individuals are exempt from Re'iyah, My tani lashon lashon rab. Why do we say women in the plural? The tana katan cheresh lashon yachid. But when saying the exception of katan cheresh, we say in the singular. Kedag perikam the nida. As the Gemara makes such a dig in the first break nida of chazam and avga bekatanas by the miners. Bachatana isha, and here it says isha in the singular. So it says no. The kodahachat chayin yoni. Because here actually two different ideas. One's not similar to the other one. And therefore, we could use different terminologies. Because the Chesh of Rashaita, when we're saying they're exempt, is because Patim Kala Mitzvah, because I'm like, come on, they're exempt from all Mitzvahs, the Gemara says later on. For Katan Layadin and the Patim Akra, and even the mind, we don't even know that they're exempt from the Pasuk. Grab from Kabbalah and the Nashim Patur, it's only from Kabbalah that women are exempt. Because the Chesh of it says, your males, and Tfeil Makoshkin, for sure, children are going to be, of course, they should be exempt. Dochad the Kin Perikam the condition, this is how a Madaik in the first paying condition of Lamdal and Beis. If children are obligated, Nashim Makoshkin isn't all the more so women. So obviously, that it's more logical to mechayev women than it is to be minors, and therefore, if women are exempt from zechurcha, for sure, little children, and therefore, over here, we consider women as minors two different things, and therefore, you don't have to wonder why we say different wording. You know, it says, not the beginning with the Gemara, Mishen Yochel Alz Berdaklev, someone that cannot walk with his feet. Now, Pirush Rashi explains, what does that mean, such a person is exempt? Is Mirushalayim Lazar, means if you cannot walk off from Yerushalayim to the courtyard. Which says things about a busanaka, he's saying a chiddush. That I don't have to tell you, if he can't come from a city, that he can't get up to the Azara. But even if from your Shalayim, he can't make it up, that would be exempt. But says things about the Nami, same thing would apply. If he can't get from his city to your Shalayim, the Pati will be exempt. Because much more like something from the Gemara. That the Gemara says, Adhokaman, I see, up until here, who brought the child, whatever to save from your Shalayim to the Azara, obviously, that either one would be an exemption. Next is not the beginning of the Gemara, Cheresh Dumi the Shaykh Bakatan. We're saying which Cheresh, it's similar to that of the Shaykh Bakatan. Now, Tesis says, Megillah Perek Bez, Megillah and Sekhapurit of the Tesis and Bez, Hakol Ksherin, like as Megillah says, everyone's caution to read the Megillah, Chud Mecheresh Dumi the Shaykh Bakatan, like Dai Kochi. Why? It doesn't make such an inference to say, oh, it's specifically Cheresh that's Dumi the Shaykh Bakatan. So it says, the Hazma Kochi of Medama Kamin, because obviously we cannot say it's someone the Cheresh that's in Medama Min Shemay, because obviously he can talk. Midikaras Megillah, but he's reading Megillah. And as Tesis says, but it means a lot of Mafik Achim, obviously he would not be able to do without talking, like just sign language, because you cannot fulfill other people without speaking. And Mechim Mechulun, so too, in the beginning, Chulun Abbezim and Alf, where it says, Chud Mechesh Abakad, except Mechesh Abakad. Shemi Kalkas Chalas, because maybe they're going to ruin their slaughter. Like that, Kalk, it doesn't make the dik, oh, it's specifically the Chesh that's Dumi the Shed Bakad. Because the Hasmog, they had Tam Tali, the reason why it's dependent on the Kimish Yochalam and Ziad Lishkad, if he could go ahead and have the craft of having his hands straight, being able to slaughter. So obviously, that if you have a cheresh that could hear not talk or talk and not hear, he could have that intelligence so that we weren't talking about, and therefore we didn't have to say which cheresh it is. Kedmik says not to begin with the Gemara Hamadaba bin the Shemeya. If he speaks and he doesn't hear, it's a cheresh. Which Bereishis Rabba Mapikle, in Bereishis Rabba, they learn out that in the Hamadaba bin the Shemeya, they're not hearing and not speaking. Who made a mouth for a person? Or who made someone mute or deaf? That the first words is going on both of them. Where it's going also on the second half of the pasuk, alacherish. And which we see from there, that someone who does not have the ability to speak is also called a cherish. Like we're saying, that's the ilam is also a type of a cherish. Next says, not the beginning of the Gemara, if he hears and he doesn't speak, Patim in the Ria. He's exempt from Ria, but Bechai B'Simcha. But in that case, he would be Chayim B'Simcha. But the question is, so that's what we say, Chesur Metzger, that's what we say in the words of Mishnah. But I'd like to know, Nashim Bechai B'Simcha, but so why don't we say also by women, that although they're exempt from Ria, but they would also be Chayim B'Simcha, just like you're saying that you want to mention for that of the Cherish, for that type, that's Medaber, and not Shmei or Shmei, not Medaber. And that's the Tesla Chash Lahachi, Lemisni Sursa. We don't want to say this inverted, to stick in Nashim in between. Because Chesh Reb Kadin goes together and not Nosh. We find that many places that Chesh Reb Kadin they're categorically together. Now, it says Vahidl Kaman the Gemara later in the Avodah Beis Daman that says Yesh B'Simcha Shemeshtem. It's contrasting the Shami Simcha with the Oilus Riyah and the Shami Chagiga. It says Simcha has what the other two don't have. Shemegis Ba'Noshim of Noshim, which it applies to men and women. Mashenki B'Shem, and not the case of the other two. Now, Vloik Chesh Reb Kadin Medaber Ben Shemeh. Why doesn't it mention a cheresh who speaks but doesn't hear, where we're saying that simcha does have. So it's because the hasam chagigah, not mechayev, because actually that cheresh actually is chayev and chagigah. He's only exempt from ria. And when the boy misnayim, we didn't want to say yesh b'shtein. Oh, there's something that applies to two of them, which is simcha chagigah. Shema achas, it's not by one of them, which is ria. The going cheresh medavin shmei, like the cheresh who could speak but just can't hear. We don't want to say these rules of differentiation from one from the other two. Only what one has that the other two doesn't have. Now, here that we say that you're right that it's chem and simcha. Says you're right. Who are the machlekei simcha? Replied the machlekei. The Rashi like explain. Ela simcha nakas. Why we pick simcha? Because the nashim chayavis. That's something that the women are obligated. The cheresh shayt bekotin petiri and the cheresh that's in the darin shemaya and the shayt nekotin are going to be exempt. And the chitanin leel. And what we learned previously that says zevizek can pick him chal debrayim. That in the brayis that says but the cheresh that could speak or hear but doesn't have another faculty is like a bekech pa'ol halachas. So it says you're right. Let's chayv b'simcha b'chaki gomer. It was we're saying not only that he's going to be chayv in simcha, but also in the chayv in the shamei chagiga. And it's only from Riyah that he's going to be potter.